just like old times. American troops in Subic Bay showcasing their hardware and capabilities as part of the largest ever joint drills between the Philippines and the United States. For nearly 100 years, this was a U.S. naval base, until 1991, when the Philippine Senate voted to shut it down. Now, local officials say they welcome U.S. soldiers with open arms.
It benefits us, it benefits the local community in terms of commerce and employment whenever these foreign military vessels call port here in Subic.
Subic isn't one of the four new sites the Philippine government, under President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., has granted the U.S. military access to. But it is a case study for areas that were chosen.
U.S. vessels like the one behind me are a constant presence here in Subic. As many as 100 of them dock every year for a number of reasons, including to refuel and get repairs done. In fact, it was during one of those routine visits in 2014 when Jennifer Laude, a Filipino transgender woman, was murdered by an American serviceman.
Joseph Scott Pemberton, a U.S. Marine, was convicted of killing Laude, but was pardoned by former President Rodrigo Duterte in 2020 and sent back to the U.S.
The murder of Jennifer Laude is not an isolated case. The 16,000 cases of prostitution that arose in Olongapo alone and the 8,600 children, Amerasian children, that were left behind.
And like Subic Bay, Cagayan, which will host U.S. forces in two of its bases, is close to Taiwan, the focal point of much of the antagonism between the U.S. and China. Cagayan's governor, Manuel Mamba, opposes the plan.
We know Taiwan is a powder keg. No, it has always been that way. And we know that America would always try to bully its way again here.
The national government insists the deal only aims to shore up the country's defenses. The Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manalo categorically stating the U.S. won't be allowed to stockpile weapons for a conflict over Taiwan. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Subic Bay, the Philippines.